This is episode 1050 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are showing up for yourself today as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. These days of uncertainty, I think we're all so wishing for some kind of clarity, especially when it comes to the coronavirus and the measures we need to take to stay safe, and schools going to be starting up again for children and college students. And we all have our own unique circumstance along with the shared reality of these times. So as you give yourself some gentle self-care this week, I want to check in and see, how is your challenge coming along? Your challenge this week has been to give yourself a daily pause where you do something good for yourself. That could be simply breathing, noticing your breath. It could be spending more time connecting with others, even if it's meeting someone over Zoom or doing some social distancing as you get together in person with someone. So this is an unusual time, and that's why the more you can allow yourself to pause throughout your day and let go of all that's happening out there, all the directions you're being pulled, and tune into your inner stillness, you'll find that things begin to settle down. And then you have more of a sense of clarity to where you feel like you have more options, like things will be okay, you'll get through this, and you might think of ways where you can help others as well to navigate this time. So in this episode, I want to share with you a fun way to allow yourself to settle down and give yourself some nice self-care. And that is by sipping a cup of tea. The herb for this week is passion flower. This is an herb I selected to go along with our self-care series because passion flower is noted to help you reduce anxiety. I've had the pleasure to meet with a highly regarded herbalist. Her name is Amanda McQuaid Crawford, and she used to have a show on the TV network Varia, and the show is called What a Relief, because herbs really can bring you some great relief. They can help benefit you just like meditation techniques. And when I was telling her that I was sipping passion flower, she was saying that was a great herb to help reduce stress and anxiety, but it wasn't an herb meant to be sipped all day long, because it doesn't taste very good. And herbs that don't taste so well aren't meant to be sipped continuously. Now, an herb such as chamomile is a really tasty herb, and it's gentler, and it also helps you reduce stress and anxiety. Well, passion flower is a little more powerful, so you don't want to sip it all day long as the tea you've selected to help you reduce anxiety. But you could get passion flower tea and sip a cup or two a day. Passion flower is such a beautiful flower. I see it often in Florida where I live. And I do enjoy the tea with a little bit of honey, but it is a little bit bitter. So it isn't the kind of tea I would just sip all day long. So I encourage you, if you want to celebrate the end of a series, we're coming up on the very final episode of this series tomorrow, you might want to check out passion flower tea with all herbs. And this is important. You want to make sure that you check with your physician to make sure that it doesn't interfere, especially with other medications you might take, or if you're breastfeeding or you are pregnant. You want to really take care when you sip any kind of herb, even herbs that are very common, such as mint or chamomile. I actually sometimes get a stomach ache when I sip mint tea. So always take care when you sip any kind of herb. But with that, don't be afraid of the herbs. Just make sure that they are safe for you. This is being recorded at the end of a week, so it's for a Friday's episode. And I hope you celebrate your weekend. I hope you do something to maybe give yourself a little extra dose of self-care. Maybe go for a nice long walk in nature, or you could take a bath with Epsom salt and some essential oils such as lavender or rosemary or lemon or lime in your bath, whatever you like. And that is going to maybe be a nice way to end this series. And I hope that this weekend you have a little more time to spend in stillness, meditating. Maybe get out a journal. Write down your reflections of what you're experiencing during these times. You can look back on it, and it will be a way to document and remember all you have endured. I was doing some research on how people managed emotionally during the Spanish pandemic just about 100 years ago, and it was surprising how little documentation there is. Diaries, news reports, there's not really much to document how people managed to endure such a time. And then I was reading about why this might be. It's because when we go through really difficult times, such as a pandemic, we like to forget it as soon as we can when it's over. So we don't like to reflect back on it. We just like to move forward and get through it. Maybe this time things will be different, but they talked about how after a war, such as World War I and World War II, and any type of war in general, there is talk about how people endured. There's a sense of patriotism and a sense of accomplishment after a war. Even though the Spanish pandemic killed many more people than the world wars, it isn't seen as a fierce battle where we pulled together and we overcame something. Because the virus is insidious. We can't see it. And we really don't know how to fight it. The ways that we fight it are by staying in, social distancing, wearing masks. These are not so glamorous as being out on a battlefield, although that's not necessarily glamorous, but there's a lot of bravery associated with fighting a battle when you can see the opponent. But this battle, we are so uncertain about this virus. It takes a while to figure it out, what caused it, where it really came from, and how we defeat it. So you might appreciate looking back over some journal entries on how you managed yourself emotionally during this time. So, as you settle yourself down and get ready to do some inner stillness today, I encourage you to close your eyes and sit up straight and keep your eyes a little elevated upward. And just begin to notice your breath, the rhythm and flow of your breath. And as you do so, reflect on how you are managing your life living during this time right now, these unusual times. Honor yourself for all you're going through. Honor yourself for how you're managing your life right now, whether you wish you were doing things differently or whether you're pretty happy with what you're doing as you go through this time. You are a hero for being right where you are, doing what you're doing right now. This is the best weapon to manage a pandemic and disruption, your inner peace. I invite you to begin to visualize yourself somewhere where you feel safe. Visualize being near people who support you. Maybe people throughout your life who've always supported you. Maybe there's someone who you really didn't spend much time with, but they made such an impact on you. Visualize sitting side by side next to these people as you meditate right now. Inhale their strength and their support. And exhale your fears and your self-doubt as you nourish your needs. You are so worth slowing down for.